Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
How do you define accountability under your watch?
Yeah, accountability is really, we're going to do what we say we're going to do, and we're going to be who we say we're going to be. And if we fall short of that standard, then there has to be consequences to that. That can look a number of different ways. It's going to be on us as the coaching staff to outline what it should look like, what a Chicago Bear is going to look like, what that professional work ethic is going to look like.
That was Ben Johnson when he was introduced. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And the Bears continued to talk at minicamp yesterday. Mandatory minicamp, so you get a real accurate look of your team. And perhaps the new head coach in his first year under that title is getting a more accurate view of himself.
I think it's very interesting that we have a head coach who, because you're a new head coach, the first person you're going to be compared to is the last head coach, because that's the most recent memory that's seared into our brains. And
seared.
Ben Johnson has done everything in his power to show you just how different he is from the previous head coach, Matt Eberflus. And so you wonder exactly how he's going to be through this process, because again, he's only been a coordinator in this league as far as how high he's gone up the food chain. This is his first time as a head coach. So you wonder, as a head coach, not as a play caller, not as an offensive coordinator, but as a head coach, how he's going to handle things. And I think him being transparent and also highly introspective over the last few days just gives me hope, really, that this thing is headed not only in the right direction, but one that we can all agree on is should be standard operating procedure. And nothing that he said in these press conferences have led me to believe otherwise.
In our eyes and in fans' eyes, I think it's probably pretty easy to be Ben Johnson, to have the resume he has, to come in and know that he will be more trusted. He will have a lot of credibility out of the gate. People will give him more of the benefit of the doubt simply because he was incredibly qualified. We're familiar because we watched his work in the division. And we know that he was the biggest name in the coaching cycle. All of those things really make it easy for us to think that it's going to be different. But I think a big part of this is, if you're going to say you're holding these players to these standards, after they asked us, you know, with us, the media, about wanting that last season and explaining in so many different ways and not completely coming out and saying the direct things, but in everything else they said when it came to practice wasn't run right, we don't have enough discipline, where's the accountability? We heard these terms over and over and over again. They didn't necessarily point the finger at any one person, but we knew what the underlying sentiment was. So for them, it's going to take a little more work. And I think that's where the head coach actually doing the same thing with himself that he talks about with us is really important. So let's listen to that piece of it where we get that kind of comment from Ben Johnson.
How would you evaluate the job that you and your coaching staff did in this first minicamp?
Well, I'm critical of myself. The practice was probably, it can be a little bit smoother in terms of how we function. I need to communicate to everyone a little bit better, whether it's the coaching staff, the equipment staff. I'm going to get better there. I'll do a better job once we get to camp. But I was really impressed with the entire coaching staff. I mean, we've got the right mix of guys, experience, youth, energy, ideas. It's coming together. And I hope our players have really understood. It's hard to gain trust in such a short period of time, but hopefully they understand that our guys mean business. This coaching staff means business. They know what good football looks like. They know what winning football looks like, and they're committed to bringing that here.
Holding yourselves accountable and walking the walk when you talk the talk, I think, is going to go a long way with them. This segment on Raheem and Harris is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Marshall, what do you hear when you hear that?
I hear a guy who understands that no matter what this portion of the offseason program went like, there's going to be room for improvement. And understanding that heading into it, hey, it's not going to be perfect, but we're going to do our best, and then we're going to learn from our mistakes. That's something that he's talking about, because you know what? That's a lesson that everyone underneath him, whether it be coaches, players, the trainer, the PR staff, anybody in that building can take away from that. Hey, even if we did okay or didn't do as well as we wanted, there's room for improvement, and we will strive to be better. That's all you really ask for when you're talking about the offseason, because it's not measured in wins and losses at that point. It's just measured in, are we getting better every day? And having been a part of that Detroit Lions process where it was terrible for so long and you had to reset the culture, he understands what that process can look like. He's talked about it prior in terms of, hey, Rome wasn't built in a day, if we want to go extra cliche with it. But the idea is that we lay the foundation. That's what the first part of this has been about. And then we come back and we're like, hey, let's build a house. And you know what? It could be a regular house, or we could have a sun deck out back. How about we put a pool in? You know what? Not just a regular pool. We have a little nice, cute mini diving boards. He's just going to build this thing out until it's a palatial estate.
But what I also like is really coming back to the last segment too, where even if you build a house where the roof doesn't leak and the plumbing works, improvement.
You're achieving.
Yes. And then you get to add on. Like, both can be good. You know, and the piece of just the basic, I think, in this case is also good because it helps you reset your standards. Tyson Bagent was actually, I think, really important to this message yesterday. He spoke, and I think in saying all of what we just talked about, he wrapped it up pretty well.
I think, you know, first-time head coach, and I think he's doing a great job of, you know, trying to create culture in a place that's been asking for a while. So, and with that comes, you know, being unwavering in what you say and how you act. And I think that has been the case so far. He hasn't, you know, taken a step back from any claims that he's made up until this point.
It's the end, Layla. He hasn't taken a step back from any of the claims that he's made. That means he came in with a message, whether you want to go to the introductory press conference, the first time he met with all his players at the first OTAs, however you want to look at that. But he's saying, I heard him say some stuff, and then we went and did some stuff. And the stuff that we did, it matched all the stuff that he...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He said.
I appreciate the fact that that was what you took out of it as the most important thing.
It's definitely the most important part.
I don't think so.
What was the most important part?
Where he says building a culture out of a team who's been asking for one for a while. How many times did we hear about their culture in the locker room and it's all about their culture? And what was the culture counter on comments when the former head coach said them all? Oh, when he said that, I was just like, man.
You know what?
If that doesn't prove everything
our
wrong.
Culture is awesome.
Well, listen, Layla, I'll say this.
Let's listen. I want you to say this, but let's also listen to it one more time after you say what you're going to say.
I'll say this. I guess the reason why I don't concentrate on that per se in terms of the culture that didn't exist, because I'm going to be like Tyree Stevenson right now. That the past is the past. We're looking for it. That doesn't matter anymore.
No, but I think it does to the players. Let's listen to Tyson Bagent again. And that
I
statement.
Think, you know, first time head coach, and I think he's doing a great job of, you know, trying to create culture in a place that's been asking for a while. So
all right, so pause it.
And with that,
culture in a place that's been asking for it for a while. But I heard
our culture is awesome.
Uh-huh. That silence you feel. We're raising awareness for the silence today.
Is that what it is?
But that
punctuated
is, that,
a silence.
That was how I processed that entire moment where Tyson Bagent filled me in there.
I heard the first part of it. I'm on board with the last part of it because, yo, do what you say. Say what you're going to do. Announce what you're going to do and then stick to what you said you were going to do. And that's the most important going forward. I think that's the most important part for this team is to know that they have a head coach who's going to establish. I guess it all ties in, establish the culture you're talking about. But he's doing that by doing what he says he's going to do.
Let's listen to even more of Tyson Bagent.
I like how thorough he is. I think that he can go down the rabbit hole of every situation in football with every position in football, which I think has been most impressive. Usually you get an offensive-minded guy or
pause
a defensive-minded guy
pause
at the helm
again.
Of the team.
Does he realize that? Do you see what's happening here in my brain? Is anybody following what I'm saying where he's like in every position of football?
You're basically taking everything that Tyson Bagent has said in these two short clips. And the first one was only 19 seconds, by the way. And we haven't even gotten through the second one.
It's not my fault Tyson Bagent is efficient.
The indictment on the previous coaching staff.
And I don't even think he's trying to do it.
No,
that's
what I'm saying. It's
yes,
not like
Ray?
He's not trying to throw shade. Oh, Ray, are we raising awareness? Go ahead.
Raise awareness.
The indictments on the Matt Eberflus era and coaching staff began the previous day with Tyreek Stevenson.
Yeah.
They really did. The details.
Yeah. All the detail. This coaching staff is so detailed.
Do we have
Whoa.
It? Let's just play it again because we're raising awareness today on the score.
Which one?
Yeah, we're going to go back a
All
couple
right,
days to the Tyreek Stevenson.
I'm sorry,
it's just on the fly, but yeah.
But
like,
it is, and I'm not necessarily saying I'm searching for things.
No,
it's
you
just,
you hear what you hear.
They are presented very obviously.
And yeah, I'm listening with a bias. Yes, I know exactly what happened last season.
It's quite frankly hard to ignore all of the clues that these players are giving us as to like.
How has the entire coaching staff overhaul kind of changed just the vibe and the mood around here?
They real big on the details. Like I've been in a program, you know, Kirby Smart and all that, where the details is the main thing, but I never been where it's like, we're going to go inside that detail and fix that. So I feel like the details that they are trying to put, install in us will help us on the field and kind of off the field with how we process everything.
It's funny because Chris Emma tried to tell us about this at the start of this mandatory minicamp.
Boy, did he.
And we laughed at him.
We laughed with him.
Or with him, yeah. Because it was funny the way he was saying it. But he basically explained to us that there was so much coaching going on.
There's so much coaching going on out there.
And so to hear the players now after that talk about it, and again, my whole thing is I'm trying to go forward. I understand why the lens is what it is because of what happened last year with the 10-game losing streak and the 5-12 and the fired head coach for the first time mid-season in franchise history. But I'm more focused on Ben Johnson is doing things that the players like and it's making sense, and what Ben Johnson's saying is making sense. And I think that goes to where they are right now, because Ben Johnson was clearly asked a question, and I used to think when listening to Shane Waldron, Matt Eberflus, whoever, I was like, it matters that you can command the room speaking, but how you speak isn't as important as some people make it out to be. But after hearing Ben Johnson talk about what was accomplished during this OTA minicamp process, I have to check myself a little bit, because listen to Ben Johnson.
We've set out goals and objectives for phase one, phase two, and phase three, and we circled back on what those were for phase three this morning as a group, and we felt pretty good about what we've been able to accomplish. The onus is on our players now to take advantage of the next 6 weeks. They've built a lot of goodwill with their bodies, conditioning-wise. They're strong. We've got a number of guys that lost fat mass and gained lean mass and in great shape right now. And we got to continue that trend, not just to maintain, but even keep pushing that a little bit further. Because for us, training camp's not a get in shape camp. It's show up in shape camp. And so we can become a good football team.
That's a public message directed at his players that is very clear, and it's not hard to interpret.
It's not the James Harden plan is what I heard there.
Well, James is a magician with his body. He can do all kinds of things.
And also it makes him money. Like that he gets to the place he wants to go. But the point is, this is not your time to get in shape. You should have been in shape already. Roma Dunze actually talked about that a little bit.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.